This week on The Marquee, we celebrate the holiday weekend with fast cars and hard partying. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Fast and the Furious 6, Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne Johnson, and the rest of the Fast and Furious crew return to find a missing member of their team and to bring down a dangerous criminal that puts their driving skills to the test. 12 years ago, when the original film was released, I never thought we'd see the release of a sixth film.
Well, 4 years ago, when The Hangover was released, I hoped we wouldn't see the release of a third film. But here we are. In The Hangover Part 3, the Wolfpack sets out on a mission to return millions of dollars to the gangster who's taken their friend hostage. On the bright side, it isn't the same old Hangover film. On the downside, it's not nearly as outrageous either.
In the animated adventure comedy epic, a young girl is shrunken down to the size of a bug and must join forces with the protectors of the forest against an evildoer.
Also opening in Columbus, At Any Price stars Dennis Quaid and Zac Efron as a hardworking farmer and his rebellious drag racing son who are forced to come together when an investigation threatens the family business.
Opening at the Gateway, Three Geezers is a raunchy senior citizen comedy starring J.K. Simmons as an actor trying to figure out what it's like to live in an old folks' home, but finds that things aren't always what they appear.
The Romanian drama, Beyond the Hills, tells the story of two women who grew up together in the same orphanage. After years apart, one woman sets out to bring her girlfriend back to Germany with her, only to find that the other woman refused to leave the convent where she lives.
Manborg isn't another Star Trek film, but a low-budget sci-fi action movie that would make Roger Corman proud. A dead soldier is brought back to life as a cyborg to fight demons hell-bent on ruling the Earth.
Well, for my pick this week, since I can't, in good conscience, recommend either of the new releases I've seen, I'll recommend skipping the fast cars and outrageous comedy and taking the kids to see Epic.
It's bad. Really bad, but Fast and Furious 6 is an absolute blast that's as silly as it is awesome. Shamefully, I have to recommend it.
Or if your holiday weekend plans don't include a trip to your favorite theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Beautiful Creatures. In this dark and moody supernatural teen romance, Alice Englert stars as a young witch, caster, who will be claimed for either the dark or the light when she turns 16 in just a matter of days. Though the adult cast, featuring everyone from Emma Thompson to Jeremy Irons, is a surprise, the rest of the film is completely forgettable.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a small-town sheriff in The Last Stand that leads his team of deputies against an escaped fugitive trying to escape through his town into Mexico.
Steven Soderbergh's crime thriller, Side Effects, stars Rooney Mara as a depressed young woman whose condition takes a turn for the worse after she tries an experimental new medication.
In Parker, Jason Statham is out for revenge against the criminals that double-crossed him, and he's not going to let anything stand in his way, including a drunk Jennifer Lopez.
In Stand Up Guys, Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, and Alan Arkin play a trio of old cons who steal a car and head out for their last hurrah. The cast alone makes it worth a look, but despite some wild and crazy moments, it often feels more like The Bucket List than The Hangover.
If none of the new releases blow you away, you can pick up one of the many oddball catalog titles, including The Town That Dreaded Sundown, 1990's Captain America, or the 30th anniversary edition of National Lampoon's Vacation, starring Chevy Chase.
Well, I'm having a hard time recommending any of this week's ho-hum new releases, so I'll give my pick to the 30th anniversary edition of National Lampoon's Vacation.
I'm torn between The Last Stand and Vacation, so I'm going to recommend them both. They're completely dissimilar, only one is a classic, but they're both enjoyable.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Aliens and Con Artists. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesHateYou2.com.
Until next week,
get to the choppa.